World News Headlines.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. India conducted the fifth test of its nuclear-capable intercontinental ballistic missile Thursday from Abdul Kalam Island off Odisha's coast in the east. A.J. Lele at the Indian Institute of Defense Studies and Analyses in New Delhi said it was clear why India was developing such technology.
So you are developing a missile to ensure that your strategic balance in the region is maintained.
The country's most advanced missile, the Agni 5, has a range of more than 5,000 kilometers and will bring all of China within range when it is introduced into the armed forces. A group of top Chinese Communist Party leaders is meeting in Beijing to discuss amendments to the country's constitution. There's speculation that Chinese President Xi Jinping could use the opportunity to amend Article 79 of the constitution, which states the president and vice president of China can only serve two consecutive terms in office. David Zweig, he said he doesn't believe Xi has the authority to pull off such a controversial move.
I think he still probably needs to prove to his colleagues that he actually can deliver on many fronts before they're going to give him a third term.
Xi was approved to begin his second five-year term at the last year and is now slated to step down in 2022, but many believe he wishes to stay in office longer. Human Rights Watch has released its annual report for 2018. Roth accuses authoritarian populists of seeking to replace democracy, elected government, limited by rights and the rule of law, with their self-serving interpretation of what the majority desires. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on